Curtis, who lives in San Francisco, was one of hundreds jammed into the gray area space on Mission Street.
I mean, I was a big Bernie supporter, but I think it's got to move past Bernie, too. And having a more diverse, younger candidate is something that I think is a winning formula for Democrats if they embrace it.
Ocasio-Cortez's surprise victory in the congressional primaries in New York spoke to Francesca Gallardo, who's on the executive board of Latino Young Democrats, which co-sponsored the event.
She was, you know, working minimum wage job, you know, and all of a sudden she's just blossomed into this figure for Latinas especially. Of course, the Latino community, but Latinas especially.
If she wins in November, Ocasio-Cortez will be the youngest member of Congress at 28.
Three-generation political machines are perpetuating injustice. And we need to be really honest with ourselves and realize that injustice is not a partisan issue.
In San Francisco, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.